Rabbi Shimon said, "Shtei achoyis lo echotzef lo misyavmois." I, according to Rabbi Shimon, it's shver. If the two sisters fall to you, and one sister is only yosef to you with Rabbonin, the Rosh is only yechai v'lavin, that's all. So midiraisa, both of them fall to you lezikas yibum. And Rabbi Shimon has a pasuk that when two sisters fall to you, there's no mitzvah at all. So you should not have to give chalitza either. How come it says when one is awesome with Rabbonin or chai v'lavin, there's a din of chalitza? Why? So Marasel Denechnami, midiraisa, it's true, there shouldn't be chalitza either. But it's a gzeira. Gzeira mishamitza mitzvah di alma. It's a gzeira that people think that if a lady that's only yosef yibum, the rabbanon falls the yibum, they'll think there's no mitzvah yibum. Like people think, you know why these are going free? Not because their two sisters fall into you, but because one is awesome in the rabbanon, that's why she goes out free. So it's a gzeira, therefore we say give them chalitza. For the Gemara hot tainachi, that's good, the one sister that's also. What about the other sister? She's not a nisa di rabbanon, so what do you have to give her chalitza for? She's only a sister, so everybody will know the reason why she's going free is because two sisters fell to you. The Gemara says, no. Gzeira achoysi mishum lesidido. We have to say the sister needs chalitza, also the one that's awesome with the Rabbanin. Because if you only give one, people will know, what the people won't, they won't give the other one chalitza either. Rashi says, mishum mazul dido. The yisra mitzvah lasa yitr. Because of the yisra mitzvah, we have to give chalitza to both of them. So the Gemara says, we don't say that svara. By never we say when two sisters fall to you, and one sister is your mother-in-law, so since she doesn't fall to you at all, we say only the other one falls to you, and you can be miyavim her. I want to make zero mazel mishum your mother-in-law. The Gemara says, shani erva, the nigma gemira lo yinshi v'kolisla. If the one sister is mamash asa to you midiraisa, she's your mother-in-law, everybody knows about that. So everybody knows the halacha, when an erva falls to you liyibum, there's no mitzvah yibum at all. So therefore one sister is out of the picture. Only the other sister is falling to you. So when one sister falls to you, pshita, there's a mitzvah yibum. But over here, two sisters really are falling to you. One is only yosef with the rabbanin. First of all, people don't know that he's the rabbanin, there's not such a big girl. So the other part here, we make gzeris. But we're one's mamash yosef to you with the raisa. Everybody knows about it. And therefore, the other sister is mutter to you. There's no gzeris. So the Mishnah. Shloisha achin. You have three brothers. Shinayim nisuyin shtei achoyis. Two of them were married to two sisters. V'yechad mufna. And the third brother wasn't married. Meis echad mibali achoyis. One of the brothers that married one sister died. V'yosabo mufna maimer. And now the third brother that wasn't married yet made maimer with the first one's wife. Maimer means again he gave a kess of kedushin. He was mekadesha. But the rabbanon is called his mekadesha. V'yachakach meis achiv hasheni. And now the second brother, the second sister, falls to liyibum. So what's the locha? Beisharma yermim ishti imoy. Beisharma shita is that when you make maimer, this kedushin, he holds this midiraisa. So it's considered like you're married to the first sister. Therefore, when the second sister falls to liyibum, you tell her like this. Isht ima, your first wife is with you. V'yalazu, the second one, when the second brother dies, the second sister, teitse, we tell the second sister goodbye. Mishum achay sisha, you're my sister's wife. Since I made already maima with the first sister, she's my wife. Now when my second brother died, the second sister, she can't fall to me liyibum. Beishama yod, when you make maima, it's a din diraisa, you're mekudish to her. The second one doesn't fall to you at all. Ubeisiloimim, the lochas like Vesilu says, don't know, havadai maima is only midirabonin. Midiraisa, nothing doing. Midiraisa, when your brother dies, either you make biya with her, you makayim with his yibum. Maima means nothing midiraisa. So midiraisa, the first one is only zokh liyibum, that's all. So when the second sister falls, Lamaisa, now two sisters are zokuk to you. So therefore, Beisilu says is, Moitiyas tishtoi begeta v'chalitza. The first one that you gave maimah to, you can't stay married to her anymore. You have to give her a get with the rabbonin, because the kedusha was only with the rabbonin. You have to give her a get. But avado v'chalitza also, you're not going to stay married to her. Because Lamaisa, she's called Achoy Sukukosloi. She's the sister of your other Zika. V'yeshes achiv, and the second sister, v'chalitza, you have to give her chalitza. And Zui Sharma, this is what we learned, Oy loyalishtoy, oy vey to your first wife, you have to get rid of her. V'yoyle aleshes achiv, and oy vey to the second sister also, you can't live with her. In other words, two sisters now are fallen to your liyibum. And the lachrish, you can't live with either one of them. Even though you gave maimah to the first one, so what? You have to give her two things now, a chalitza midiraisa, and a get midirabonin, and the second sister also needs a chalitza. So the marzui lamuti mai, what's the solution of zuhi, this is the case, mashma, other case is not. Gemara says Lamute Hach, it comes Lafuke, the din of the Rabbi Yeshua. So we don't do like Yeshua's halacha. This is a Gemara later on the Aflam test. We'll leave it for later. El Ikra and Gamliel like Reb Loza. So Machlekes over there. We'll see later between Yeshua and the Gamliel and Reb Loza. So according to Yeshua is also a case like this. Oyvei to the wife, oyvei to the other one, and we don't hold like Yeshua over there. But we hold like Reb Gamliel and Reb Loza. There is an etzah to your wife. So only over here we say oyvei to your wife, oyvei to etzah zochiv. Amar Reb Loza. Loi teima, don't think that my mila beishamai is kind of kinyan gomer. Don't think that where beishamai shita is when you make a mimer in your brother's wife, in your vama, that it's mamashi kinyan kind of her mamash, she's mamashi wife. That means to say, the boy lafuk, let's say you want to get rid of her now. Sagla begita, that don't think to say it's mamash like a yibum, mimer alone. Now when you give her a kesef kedushin, she's your wife gomer, and the din zika goes off. And if you want to get rid of her, all you have to do is just give her a get. That's not the case. Ela maima lebeishamai ain't a kaina, no. When you gave her maima, she still called the yavama. Havad, you still have to make biya with her. Before you make biya with her, if you want to get rid of her, you're going to have to give her chalitza. Havad, the maima is not considered like she's mamish, your kaina, her gomish, she's your wife already. What does it do, though? It's like a mixas kinyan. Ela lit chais betzara bavad. It only like pushes off the second one. If you made maimer in the first sister, now when the second brother dies and his wife, the second sister, falls to you, it's only you pushing her off. She doesn't fall to Yibum because you're a little bit attached like to the first sister. Not like Zika, it's more than Zika. It's maimer. You have a mixas kinyan in her. So she's considered your wife already, the mixas, that the second one doesn't fall to Yibum because she's your wife's sister. But the first one, is she your wife 100% yet, Avadinat? You have to make Yibum, you have to make Bia with her. And then you can get rid of it with the get. But before you make via, it's not called your wife completely. It's only enough, like, to push off the second one. Whereas we hold Zika's only midrabanan we hold. So Stam Zika doesn't make you so attached to her that midiraisa the second one doesn't fall. But when you make Maimer, then Beisham holds she is attached to you midiraisa. And Omer Rab Avin, Afana Naimatanina, we also learned like this, that Beisham Yermum Yikainu. Beisham holds when the two sisters felt as two brothers, if they're miyabim one, they can stay married. Is yikaimu in lechatchilaloi? Mashma lechatchilanat. Trash lechatchilaloi miyavne. Mishum achayis lechatchilaloi.